Well, next to tension between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, it's over the media training provided by Ivan Yates. The former Fine Gael minister gave media training to Fianna Fáil ministers, to Taoiseach, backbenchers and senators. Minister of State at the Department of Justice, Niall Collins, was one of those trained. He says the whole affair has been blown completely out of proportion, and speaking to this programme, he hit out against comments by Fine Gael Minister Colm Brophy, who told the This Week programme on Sunday that Fianna Fáil has questions to answer about the media training undertaken by Ivan Yates with their presidential candidate, Jim Gavin.
It isn't new news. If people think that there's a conflict of interest, or that there was a conflict of interest, that's for Ivan Yates to deal with.
Fianna Fáil have raised the flag on this during the campaign, though.
Absolutely not. Sorry, Fianna Fáil, like any political party, like any organisation, procures services from people. And there's no obligation, in my opinion, for Fianna Fáil to be disclosing any contractual relationship that they have. So it's no big deal. It's been out there in the public domain for a long period of time. It's well known.
Do you feel there's friction now between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael after the campaign and after the Yates comments in relation to smear the bejesus out of her?
I think it's just another example. This is a concern I have within the working of government, that Fine Gael take every opportunity to try and undermine Fianna Fáil and to try and undermine the Taoiseach Micheál Martin at every opportunity they get. And I think this is just another example of it.
Could you explain that? I don't understand.
It's not really any of Fine Gael's business what media consultants or media trainers Fianna Fáil use. So I don't understand why Minister Colm Brophy would be saying on radio, when he's asked in relation to this, that Fianna Fáil have questions to answer. We don't, in my view. It's a matter for Fianna Fáil who Fianna Fáil engages as a media coach or indeed as a consultant.
So you're saying it's none of your government partner's business, is that it?
I think I just struggle to understand why they are saying it raises questions. And I think that they're just in a subtle way trying to undermine Fianna Fáil. That's my opinion.
Another member of the Fianna Fáil party to get trained by Ivan Yates was Senator Anne Rabbitt. The Galway-based senator isn't happy that this issue and the fallout from the presidential election are dominating the headlines. She wants the party's review into the presidential election campaign completed as quickly as possible so Fianna Fáil can get on with the job of government.
I think this is all... it's all dragging on. It's incredibly embarrassing for us elected, for the elected representatives. It's very embarrassing for our grassroots and our councillors. I think it needs to go to bed as quickly as possible. And I think it needs to be open, honest and transparent and published in the timeline it was said.
Well, you're waiting for the review now. So you say people are embarrassed at grassroots in the party, but what's the mood in the parliamentary party?
Well, like, to be honest with you, we're 8 days in the papers. It's not good news. You don't like that, Keith, to be honest with you. Yeah, well, look, what we prefer to be doing about talking about what needs to be talked about, what people are elected to do, which is actually to see where we're going with housing, where we're going with health, where we're ensuring that people with additional needs are getting the supports they need.
That's
what we should be talking about. Yeah.
Fianna Fáil's Anne Rabbitt there. Well, with us now is our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, from Niall Collins, what he was saying there, it sounds like there is friction between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. How deep does that friction go?
Well, there is some friction, but I suppose if it was a real crisis, it's something that would have to make its way all the way to the top of government, and you'd have to have discussions between the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach on it. Now, I don't think there was anything like that last night when they sat down for the annual scheduled pre-cabinet meeting. But what you will have is that fallout, as voiced by Colm Brophy first and Niall Collins there. There are mixed views as to whether this is really damaging or not, but I suppose it certainly doesn't build trust at a time when the government is facing major challenges and both parties having come through to different extents and different scales, but fairly bruising period in the presidential election. But I suppose there are other parts to this controversy. There is the media element of it itself and Commissioner the Man seeking more information on that. So that investigation is ongoing. And then you have that particular fallout in Fianna Fáil, a group of people, a significant group who do want to see that review into the presidential election published. They see this controversy as another part of that. And there are some who say that that heaps further pressure on the party leader. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next few days, particularly because you will have a Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting this week when Micheál Martin will be out of the country. What will the level of angst be at that one? And when exactly will that review be published? Who will it go to first? And what way will it look? Will it be solely forward-looking and looking to future and lessons learned? Or will it be more akin to a detailed post-mortem of what happened in the disastrous campaign for Fianna Fáil? Anything that resembles a whitewash probably will lead to further anger.
Anne Rabbitt, she wants to focus on the work of government. Cabinet will do just that this morning. Today, Housing Minister James Brown will bring a proposal to Cabinet this morning on Uisce Éireann. What is that?
But James Brown is viewing this as a significant change, and it centres on small but important pockets of land around the country, particularly in rural towns and villages, where houses, small numbers of houses, can't be built because there is no water services or wastewater treatment in particular. So under these proposals, these could be built by developers. That in itself is not new. It has happened before. But this would mean that the wastewater treatment plant would be taken into the management and ownership of Uisce Éireann after it was built. So that is the big change. But it would still have to meet EPA requirements and the like. There is a sense within government that this could free up a lot of sites around the country. Indeed, also today at the Housing Committee, there will be contributions from developers and stakeholders. And one of the things they are emphasising are the fact that there aren't service sites, there aren't enough of them around the country to get houses built. This would go some way, if it was successful, to dealing with it. Other things that are likely to be highlighted at that committee meeting today are planning problems, as builders and developers see it. They say there is a sense that there has to be perfection in planning applications, that should change, and also legal difficulties. Again, that's something that government has been talking about in recent times, particularly around judicial reviews, something that was discussed at a cabinet subcommittee yesterday, where the public expenditure minister is set to bring plans to government within weeks now that will cut red tape, particularly when it comes to the building of large state infrastructure projects.
Micheál Lehane, thank you. It's now 7:27.